Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm of course William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, it's gone.
Hey, not much. How are you?
Good. I'm pretty good.
Just watching a little Mets Weekly, but we're gonna lead off with the NBA series as the Western Conference semi-conference final just ended now. So, congratulations to the Thunder going to the finals to face Mavs, but we'll talk about that momentarily. Give a little recap of the Eastern Conference final, and I will actually preview that and a little recap of the semifinals between Heat and that team. Celtics and. As we preview the Bulls versus Heat coming up. So it's going to be an interesting series. So after we talk a little NBA, we're going to switch gears with Yankees and the Mets. As Mets won their third straight series as they defeated the Houston Astros with the final score of 7-4. Break up the Mets. We'll talk about that, of course. And the Yankees, as the Yankees try to avoid the sweep from Boston, Red Sox, the rival.
Yeah.
And last but not least, talk a little sports entertainment, give a little recap what's going on. But without further ado, let's talk a little NBA playoffs here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations to the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're going to the Western Conference Final.
Yeah. Young team, energetic. They running up and down the floor. You got Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. They're 22 years old.
Yep. And bright young future.
Yeah, they got a bright young future, man.
And what was I going to say? They're going to try to look for their first championship as the Oklahoma City Thunder. And if you count when they were the Seattle Supersonic, they won one in 79. So, you know, they're looking to win that elusive championship.
Yeah, I'm not going to go crazy and say they're going to go in the championship now.
No, I said they're looking to win. I think Mavs are going to take it, you know. Mavs is also looking to win their first championship. And as you saw what they did to the Lakers, I mean, they just swept the Lakers. I mean, can we say that again? One, two, three. Swept the Lakers.
Yeah.
They just swept the Lakers badly. And you know what was the funny thing? Kobe was saying that how when they were down 3-0, he was saying maybe he's crazy, but he thinks they're going to win the series. I guess he's crazy.
Very optimistic.
Yeah, too optimistic.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about that last week. You know, you got to take this. You got to take the, you got him of all people should know that. I mean,
in one game at a time.
Yeah, you got to take it one game at a time. You can't look at, oh my gosh, that guy went all four games. That's going to be insurmountable if you think of it in that way. Just got to do it like what the 04 Red Sox did. You know, you got to win one game at a time, and the impossible happens.
Yep, but fortunately, they got swept, so they didn't even win one game.
Yep. And what was I going to say? So they're going to face the Mavs. They advanced against the Lakers, and pretty much it's a pretty open, you know, postseason. Anybody could take it, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, all the typical winners are gone. The Celtics is gone. The Lakers are gone. So people's favorite, most likely the people's favorite for the finals, which would have been Lakers versus either Heat or Celtics, that's pretty much out the window.
I think it's going to be Mavericks and Heat.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to agree with you. But I hope Bulls. This is weird, but first time in my life, I'm actually rooting for the Bulls.
Oh,
NBA Finals.
Me too, but I don't really care about either Bulls or Heat, to be honest with you.
Hey, as long as he don't win the championship, that's all I care about.
I'm actually rooting for the Mavericks. I want to see the Mavericks win. I want to see
Even
Jason Kidd and Nowitzki get a title.
Well, I don't care about Jason Kidd winning that title because this guy had a chance to sign here, even though he's old, but he had a chance to come here.
That's true.
And he pretty much played the Nets. I mean, he's arguably the greatest player in New Jersey Nets history. I mean, and he just played them for the elusive championship.
So, well, who the hell cares about the Nets anyway?
Yeah, well, apparently he doesn't.
Neither does New Jersey.
The team's going to go to Brooklyn, so they're trying to go to Brooklyn, you know. They're not trying to stay in Jersey, so.
Yeah.
So they pretty much don't care. Only the, you know, few Nets fans that are out there.
Yeah. Every 10 of them.
But, I mean, it would be good to see the Mavericks, you know, win the title for a change.
Yeah, I'm going to be rooting for them.
They just tore, especially that last game. They shot like how many threes on the Lakers?
It was a lot. Like,
I know it was ridiculous. It was 21 or 22. It was like some ridiculous number.
Yeah,
it was a ridiculous number. So, you know, what was I gonna say? Mavericks, they're hot. They look unstoppable right there.
Yeah, now they'll be facing this young Thunder team.
Oh, yeah.
See what happens there, but Mavericks, in the, at the end of the day, they have more experience, more playoff appearances, and they have better players. So I think the Mavericks will win.
Yeah. Thunder, I mean, Thunder is a young, gifted, talented team. You didn't think they'd go. Who would think they'd go this far? I mean,
yeah,
they're like the Alberto Del Rio of the NBA playoffs. When you think about it, you know,
that's
it's
true.
Their destiny to, you know, possibly win. Who knows?
Possibly, yeah.
Possibly, but they have to get, if they get past the Mavericks, then people gotta give them the props too.
Yeah, they have a shot, but I don't see them winning Jack this year.
Yeah, I don't think they'll win. This is them going to this NBA to the Western Conference Final. This is pretty much their championship. This was the championship, really much.
Yeah.
Unless they could surprise people, you know. I mean, they are young and talented, but you know, they don't. I mean, the Mavericks, they have experience of, you know, getting there, and they should have won in 06, but they just took that series away.
Yeah. Well, they'll have another opportunity this year, hopefully.
Yep. And the Bulls versus Heat, you know.
That'll be a good matchup.
Yeah, definitely.
Game starts at 8:30 tonight.
Oh, yeah.
ABC. ESPN, I should say.
It's going to be a great series, no?
ESPN
or great. So you most likely think it's going to be Mavs versus Heat, as well as I do.
Yeah. Because they're a rematch of 2007, whatever it was.
Yep. 2006.
2006, 2007. Whatever year it was.
Yeah. You should put on Mets Weekly, you know. Because I'm going to shift gears to the Mets, you know, right now. You know, they won 2 out of 3. And what was I going to say? You know, they won two out of three against Astros. Chris Capuano won the game. And it was a crazy game. I mean, the Chris Capuano, I mean, he pitched well. But the Astros, I mean, they're one of the worst teams in baseball. Made the most errors, I mean, in the NL. Have the worst ERA. And it pretty much showed. I mean, they pretty much gave the game. They had a 2-0 lead, and they pretty much. And they were no hitting the Mets for, like, 4 innings. So the fifth inning when they allowed 4 runs, which was catapulted by the error that allowed by Cliff Lee that allowed Bay to get on base, which led to the 4-run fifth inning, and then afterwards Turner would later hit a 3-run home run, I believe the sixth inning or so. But in any case, a good win for the Mets. They're coming back home against the Marlins. So, you know, Pelfrey versus Josh Johnson. So that should be an interesting matchup tomorrow. And another interesting matchup in the NL East was Braves versus Phillies. Roy Halladay versus Tim Hudson. So it was a pitcher's duel. I think Phillies had the lead, 2-0 lead, then Braves tied it. And then afterwards, Dan Uggla, he hits a game-winning home run off Roy Halladay. So final score, Braves 3-2 over the Phillies.
Well, Braves have been playing good lately.
What did you say?
Braves have been playing good.
Oh, yeah, they definitely have. And
how many games back are they in back of the Phillies right now?
I'd say a few games away from them. I wouldn't say no more than, I'd say between 3 to 5.
Oh.
The division's been actually been good. I mean, you know, it's been pretty competitive. I mean, probably the most competitive, is definitely the most competitive team in the National League East. Let alone, the National League. Let alone in the major, so you know,
yeah.
Even the teams are in last place. Might be the Mets, might be Nationals. I lost track, but all these teams. I mean, they, you know, they're not out of it. But
yeah.
The Phillies, I mean, as you expect, Phillies, you know, know, they got the four aces, and, you know, they're doing their thing for the most part, even though they lost yesterday.
Yeah.
Actually, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Braves. The Braves is gaining ground on that front.
What about the Marlins? The Marlins were in the second place for a while in that National League East.
Yeah, Marlins is right in the thick of things. They're probably second or third. I mean,
yeah.
it's really close. I mean, you know. And shifting gears to what was I gonna say? What the heck was I gonna say? Oh yeah, Verlander. He threw a no-hitter last week, and this week, a couple of days ago, he tried to do what Vandeveer did. Forgive me if I pronounce the name, people who's listening and scoring at home. Vandermeer or Vandeveer, something like that. He was a guy who was the first guy to throw back-to-back no-hitters. But Verlander gave up a hit to Melky Cabrera, I think, in the fourth or fifth inning. So Vandeveer or Van Beck or whatever his name is, his record is still safe.
Yeah. And Verlander, I mean, he had a great chance, but, I mean, it's still early in the game. You said fourth inning, right? That he gave up that hit?
Yeah.
He probably wasn't going to get it. Too early in the game, too, you know, predict that he was going to have a no-hitter at that point.
Oh, yeah, it was a long way to go. Believe me, as a Mets fan, I know it's a long... it could be in the ninth inning, and it ain't over until you get the 27 up, 27 down.
Yeah. Mets haven't had a no-hitter in ever, right?
So far, nope, they've never thrown a no-hitter. And it's surprising with all the great pitchers that they've had in their history that threw no-hitters in their career, but never as a Met. Most of them, after they became a Met, few before they became a Met. I think only Hideo Nomo threw one before and after he was a Met.
Oh.
So that's a interesting tidbit. But, you know, hey, I'd love to see a no-hitter, but, you know, I'd rather see more than a no-hitter.
Maybe in the future. Maybe Santana, who knows?
I think it'd be somebody you least expected. I don't think it'll be Santana or anybody.
R.A. Dickey?
Well, R.A. Dickey, I mean, he hasn't been pitching that well this year, but you know what? Probably it could be R.A. Dickey. I mean, he's another.
Yeah.
There was... I think last year he gave up one, he had a one hitter, and the one hit he gave up was Cole Hamels. So, I mean, it's possible. It's always,
yeah.
It's usually a guy you least expected. I mean, you know, that's what I think. Sure, you know, what's his name? Soriano threw one, Verlander, you know, those type of guys also throw them also. Of course, Colfax, Nolan Ryan, those dominant pitchers, but sometimes it's the guy you least expected to throw it. So
yeah. Maybe Pelfrey, who knows?
Who knows? If he could get his act together, who knows? Maybe even tomorrow, who knows?
Yeah.
But you know what? I'd love to see a no-hitter, but you know what? One thing I'd love to see more than a no-hitter?
A championship.
You got it. That's another thing that's eluded me as a Mets fan.
Of course.
Because
course.
I was
yeah.
just 3 when Mets won their second and thus far last World Series. So hopefully they'll win one soon and I'll, you know, be able to see what it's like.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
I mean, the world's going to end soon, so you better hope.
You don't know that. I mean, I strongly doubt it's going to end in 2012.
Not even 2012, May 21st, 2011, what some people think.
Oh, you heard about that thing. Yeah, they had conflicting stuff. One said the rapture was going to come then, and then another flyer says the judgment day is going to come. But
we shall see.
I think both of those things are going to happen, but not, but it's not going to happen when they say it. Because even the Bible says no one knows the day nor the hour when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Not even the angels. So, shoot, only God knows. So,
yeah,
I don't
but
believe
let's save that
the...
for your other show, which is called Pastor Will.
Pastor of Religions.
Fourth Urban Revelation.
Fourth Urban Revelation. That's my spinoff show. But seriously, what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. Oh, yes, quickly to the Yankees. Yankees, I mean, they're trying to snap a three-game losing streak.
Yep.
Or is it four-game losing streak now? I kind of lost track.
Let me see.
I think it is four, because you lost, I think, the last two to White, what's your, Royals.
Yeah, it is
you
four.
Lost these first two to Red Sox. And now tonight you're going to, the big game, later tonight, you're going to try to beat the Red Sox.
And these guys, they're not hitting right now. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with them. And you have the whole Posada controversy.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I was about to say. What's your deal with that? Posada, over the, you know, he's always had the reputation of being a classy, you know, team-first guy. But I think he's BSing about the whole injury stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. He could be hurt because, I mean, you know, he's been catching for over a decade, so I mean, he might have some injuries, but I think it's his ego, because first of all, he's saying that how, I mean, the team is saying that they didn't even know about the injury. And it's kind of coincidental that the day when Girardi wanted him to bat ninth, and you know his ego, you know he didn't feel like you know he should be batting, even though he's not hitting well this year. You know?
Yeah,
so, you know he's a professional, you know. You know, ninth is a low spot, but he should be happy that at least he's in the lineup.
Yeah, I just think that he feels like he's being disrespected, I guess.
I agree with that. I mean, I do agree that he is being disrespected. I mean, they could have bat him seventh or eighth.
Well, yeah, he hasn't been hitting well, so I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, but then again, he has to be a team player, you know. If they want to
yeah.
put him, bat him ninth, he's got to go along with it.
This is the first controversial thing I could think of in his Yankee career.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he should have just sucked it up and just did it. I mean, and prove him, who knows, Girardi, his former teammate, you know, he could have been trying to light a fire under him, you know. I think he should have played. Hopefully, you know, Posada will suck it up and, you know, that play wherever Girardi pencils him in, you know, in the lineup. So,
I don't know what's going on with him. I mean, I definitely don't think he's injured. I don't think that's the issue.
Yeah,
and he just needs to stop being selfish and just you know play where they want to play at the in the lineup where they put him in. He doesn't seem focused, mentally focused right now.
Right.
Seems like, you know, he's not catching anymore, and he's not really hitting at this time, you know.
Right.
Doesn't look like the same player that we've seen in the past few years.
Yeah, probably sulking that he's not a catcher anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, you would think that not being a catcher would make him hit better, right?
Yeah.
Make
him more pressure, healthy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's healthier, and you know he doesn't have to kneel down and catch pitches or throw up base runners. He could just come off the bench and just hit the ball. That's all he has to do.
Yeah, exactly. You watch anything on TV?
I did put on SNY like you told me to.
Oh, all right, never mind. Lastly, now that I remember, what's your thoughts about Raw?
Well, which part of it? Which part are you referring to?
Okay.
I do miss parts of Raw.
I'm trying to remember what happened on Raw myself. Let me see. Oh yeah, Miz is the number one contender for the WWE title. Because they had a match. I don't remember what happened to the match. All I remember was Alberto Del Rio versus Miz and I think Rey Mysterio. Oh, wait, I think I was starting to remember. I think Miz pinned Alberto Del Rio in a schoolboy, I think. Or was it Rey Mysterio? I forgot. I think it was against he pinned Alberto Del Rio, I think. So
schoolboy?
Yeah, I think he pulled. You know what I'm talking about? When they pin the person from behind, like when the person run, like when the villain runs from behind the person, he runs and he pull. You know, he pins them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's how he won. And I don't remember anything else that happened on Raw, except for the recap of Rock's birthday, which happened the week before that.
Oh.
SmackDown was the whole aftermath of Christian losing the title the week before, and Christian's the number one contender for the.
Yeah, I didn't see SmackDown.
World Heavyweight Title. And yeah, Randy Orton and Christian tag teamed against Sheamus and Mark Henry. And I don't remember what happened. Well, of course, you know, Randy Orton and Christian won that match,
right,
using their finishing moves. And then afterwards, there was a promo with Layla. He was cutting a promo as a good, you know, a heroine. And Michael Cole, as he's been doing ever since he's a heel, he interrupted her promo saying nobody cares what she has to say. And then afterwards, Karma came out, and Layla was going to run away, but Michael Cole tripped her. And then
yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Karma hit her with her finishing move, which I think they called the implant buster.
Yes.
So Layla is a victim, was the recent victim of Karma.
I hate that woman, Karma.
She look tough, man.
Do like Big Mama's house.
I hope she not say that.
I'll punch her in the stomach.
Put you in that finishing move.
That's fair.
Like Booker T said, sure, he was scared too. They haven't been opposing lady like that since Beth Phoenix or China in the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting, you know, having a, you know, that hasn't been a dominant female like that.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely been a while.
Yeah. You know, they're going to most likely do a Brett Phoenix versus, whatchamacallit, versus
Karma.
Yeah. You know,
that'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be a good match. That'd be the first time people are actually talking about you. But, I'm trying to think. TNA, they have this pay-per-view or a special thing called Face Brawl. And they're gonna have a event. I assume it's a pay-per-view event.
Oh.
They're gonna be fighting at the Cyclone Stadium, MCU Park. Other than that, trying to think of anything else. I guess that's about it. Well, thank you everybody for listening to the show. Thank you, McCauley, for coming on.
No problem.
And thanks again, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Sports with the Legend. Along with McCauley Matthews, playing my mom. See you guys next week.